Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is about a total classic that many people aren't aware of. It's a classic of German culture. Many Germans do it, while other cultures don't do it so much. And it's something that my English husband realized when he was here, and he said, this is a very German thing. Find out what it is, how it's used, and why it's so important. This is not to be missed if you want to know Germans. Every culture has gestures or facial expressions that have a meaning even without words. Every person brought up in a particular culture or having spent a sufficient amount of time in it will understand them. For example, Italians are particularly renowned for underlining their utterances by countless gestures. However, in a foreign culture, one will at times encounter non-verbal communication one can't quite locate. If he were asked to make the most German gesture he can think of, my husband would doubtless do the pout. Germans use the pout a lot. They use it when they listen carefully, along with the squint and the frown. We might call it the PSF. Pout, squint, frown. It looks fierce, but it's just a Germanic way of saying, I'm taking what you are saying seriously. They use it when they are weighing up the pros and cons of something. They use or maintain it when they intend to qualify their yes. In fact, the pout can put a little tag on anything. A tag saying, why not? A tag saying, it could be worse, for example, when asked how things are going. A tag saying, it could be better, for example, when asked how things are going. So, the pout is big. Any self-respecting German has it in her box of tricks. In fact, I'm sure I heard that it has recently been included in a newly introduced practical part of the Einbürgerungstest. Demonstrieren Sie drei typisch deutsche Gesten. The other day, Mr. K and I were sitting at our dinner table. I asked him if he'd like a yogurt. And there it was. I couldn't believe it. He pouted and then said yes. At that moment, I knew that, even without an Einbürgerungstest, he was properly naturalized. Above his head, a blinking yellow sign said, Germanization completed. It was an oi moment. You know, when Charlotte in Sex and the City, in the process of converting to Judaism, said her first oi. I was so proud. Next week, we'll revisit gestures and learn what fingers can tell you. The Pommers Buddha says, when in doubt, use the pout. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care. And hear you soon.